Hello and welcome everybody to this week's Sec Modcast. I'm Harry from CCAS and I'll be giving you all the latest this week in Sec Change. In this episode, we'll be talking you through a new draft proposal, the change subcommittee outcomes, the modifications going to the working group next week, and some authority decisions made this week for modifications. First up, we have a new draft proposal to inform you on, which is DP147, Full SMICI Extract. So currently, the DCC provides a full SMICI extract and 7 incremental changes during the preceding 24 hours daily as required in SEC Appendix O, SMICI Repository Interface Design Specification. The issue is the full SMICI extract, which is run daily, is currently 16 gigabytes in size and will only grow as more devices are added to the DCC ecosystem. This full extract is now taking several hours for parties to download and more than 24 hours for the DCC to produce. Next, we have the outcomes from the change subcommittee this week from 27th of October. For initial comment, we had DP144, charging of random sample privacy assessments, DP145, align SEC documentation with DCC solution for SR8.3 decommissioned device, and DP146, SM-WAN coverage date. And updates to DP96, DNO power outage alerts, and DP126, smart meter consumer data access and control. We also had the following items heading to the working group on the 4th of November 2020, which are SEC MP15 gas proxy function timestamp for reading instantaneous gas values, MP102B power outage alerts triggered by an over-the-air firmware upgrade enduring solution, MP109 ADT and exit quarantine file delivery mechanism, MP111 SMDA budget amendments, MP134 use of SMICI certificates relating to a supplier of last resort event, MP137, sharing information on defects and issues, and MP141, SRV visibility for devices on the SSI. And finally, we move to a handful of authority decisions we have recently received on modification proposals. And we've received the following outcomes. SEC MP7, firmware updates to IHDs and PPMIDs. This has been approved for implementation in the November 2021 SEC release. SEC MP67, service request traffic management. This was rejected. And MP122A, operational metrics, which has been approved for implementation in the February 2021 SEC release. More information can be found on the individual modification proposal webpages. And that's it for this week's episode. As usual, we will be posting a new modcast to the SEC website every week, and if you have any requests for what you want us to cover, please email us at sec.change@gemserve.com. So thank you very much for tuning into the modcast. I have been Harry from CCAS, and I'll see you soon.